From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Monitors and civil defense workers alleged Tuesday that Syrian government or Russian warplanes carried out a toxic gas attack on a rebel-held town in northern Syria, killing at least 65 people and injuring more than 350 others. Syrian opposition activists described the attack as among the worst in the country's brutal six-year civil war, and the main political opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, dubbed it a horrifying massacre. Russia has categorically denied any role in the attack. Speaking from a conference on Syria in Brussels, UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura condemned the attack.
Every time we have a moment in which the international community is capable of being together, 70 countries tomorrow, there is someone, somehow, that tries to undermine that feeling of hope by producing a feeling of horror and outrage. But we are not going to give up. And on the contrary, we make use of every of these horror moments in order to show the determination that they cannot prevail.
The attack that caught many residents sleeping in their beds came on the eve of the long-planned Brussels meeting. Russian investigators have identified Kyrgyz-born Arbajan Jalilov as the suicide bomber who carried out Monday's deadly attack on a crowded subway train in St. Petersburg. The death toll from the blast has risen to 14 people, with several of the dozens of injured in critical condition. Russian police released photos of the 22-year-old suspected bomber Jalilov. This is VOA News.